they are proposals, and there is a trial period going on at the moment, but there was confusion out there that the proposal was to shut Derrybeg, but Derrybeg will not be shut. Derrybeg will provide the same service as it's providing now into the future. It'll be opened in the evenings and at night and all weekends and bank holidays as is now. And the proposal put forward is really to do with how the service is manned between midnight and 8 in the morning, whether that doctor is mobile or stationed in Derrybeg. And the proposal is to have a mobile doctor that can move around between Letterkenny and Derrybeg. Now, there is a trial going on at the moment to see is that feasible. And it's too early to preempt what the trial will come up with, whether it will come up with an agreement to reduce the number of doctors working the red eye shift from the current 4 first on call to 3, or whether the trial will show that we need 4 doctors on every night.
Now, it's also been said that around $3.5 million is allocated by the HSE to NowDoc, and the majority of that is going towards the call centre. What's your view on that?
There is a large budget for NowDoc. Much of the budget goes to the call centre. More than $2.5 million of the total budget goes to the call centre. Now, I've always advocated, and I've said this before, that we don't need a call centre in every county in Ireland. That a large city like London, for example, where Harmony out of ours exists, have one call centre for 12 to 14 million people. And here in Ireland, we seem to need a call centre for every couple of counties. And I think that's something that needs to be looked at. And if there are budgetary restrictions, we all know that there has been cost cutting, that instead of looking at reducing frontline services, that one would need to look at where the entire NowDoc budget goes, where it's been spent, and could changes be made.